Good morning, brothers and sisters. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 23. Psalms, chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let us now pray. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We adore you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Indeed, Lord, you are our shepherd and only provider who give everything we need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us now thanks to the God and everything we receive in our lives. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, loving kindness, the salvation, the place in heaven, for your word that we holding to continue to serve you and claim all your promises in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the healing, the strength, good health, perseverance, and for the food, the clothes, the all the things, oh God, the finances that you entrusted to us to pay and to buy and all everything that we need. For all answered prayers, Lord, thank you, oh God, for the things we cannot control beyond our limits, oh God. We continue to praise you and thank you, oh Lord God. And your name will continue to glorify in our midst. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for our sins. Yes. Let out our transgressions and cleanse once again by your blood who shed on the cross. Have mercy on us, O God, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, for us to come again in your presence with pure and clean hands and hearts. Let us now pray for our personal request and petition to God. Let us now pray for our family, the husband, wife, children, parents, and siblings. Please, Lord, we praise and thank you for prospering and guiding, protecting every family of yours who diligently following you, whether in good or not. For you are our God who do everything for our good. We pray for every husband to give them good health, strength, wisdom, to stand firm, to be the head of his family, how to guide them and implement your will and plan. We pray for the wives, O God, to have perseverance, to obey you and their godly husband, and unite to implement to their children your rules and your word, strengthen them, O God, and be firm to obey your word, and not to go along to their emotions, in regard to disciplining their children. Put fear in the hearts, O God, of every parents to be firm, for their will children will prosper and have a long life. We pray for all the children, Lord, to put in their hearts to fear you and abide their godly parents to have obedient heart and spirit, and remove, O God, the spirit of foolishness, O God, and their hearts, O God, and persevere them and preserve them, Lord, to serve you in the future, to continue, O God, of your works to be done. We pray also, O God, for our parents, for them to have a good health, strength, provide all their needs, and make a way, Lord, to open their hearts and mind to the truth of your word. We pray for their salvation. And even our siblings, O God, we pray for the salvation, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job, Lord, we thank you for our job as a vessel of your blessings to us to sustain us. Lord, we pray to continue to prosper our company, for us also prosper. We pray for salvation of our boss and the people that we are serving with. We pray, Lord, to help us to be a good example to them, how to work diligently, honest, and ready to serve without complaining and murmuring for all the things that we do. O God, we give glory unto your name, and your name will lift it up in our midst. Lord, we pray for our brethren who don't have job. Provide them, Lord, lead their way to the job that you prepared for them. Sustain them and bless them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we lift it up into your hands, our brethren. Provide, Lord, help them, Lord, in every circumstances that they are in. Give them wisdom how to deal whatever, O God, they pay passing through by your grace and mercy. Lord, help them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. Lord, hear our prayers. Look unto our perseverance to preach your gospel to them. Open their hearts and minds to fear you and decide to turn away from their sins and start to obey and follow you. Help them, Lord, to come out from their sins. Lord, have mercy, for you can do everything, for your name will glorify. We pray for their salvation and hoping one day, Lord, they will start to seek and obey you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UEE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Lord, we pray, O God, for the favor from you to provide all the logistic needs, offices, and documents needed for your church. We pray, Lord, for the people who live in this place. We pray for the salvation. We, your people, we commit once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations, for we are a good example to the people around us. We pray, Lord, to protect them, O God, and anoint, O God, of all your congregation to spread abroad, to spread your word, and continue to teach the people to live in righteousness and holiness. Lord, protect your church from any persecution and works of the devil, for your gospel will continue here and spread. Lord, provide and make effective the works of the hands of your servants for your glory in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church, in evangelism, more Bible study group, and more congregation to be planted. Lord, anoint your church to grow and expand. We pray to bless all the ministries of the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, translation, publication, children under their parents, wives under their godly husband, website to help the people and teach us more of your ways. Lord, bestow upon us the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, patience, long-suffering, and self-control. For the people will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray, O God, for my people that water baptized and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless our service today. Bless every item of the service from prayer, worship songs, giving, and your word to speak to us today. Refill us once again with your Holy Spirit to see you face to face through our worship, that your name will glorify. All adoration will give unto you, O God. Help us, Lord, to accept our lives as a living sacrifice in your presence. This all I ask, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us all stand to worship the Lord. Thank you.
gathering in this place to worship you alone. Fill this place, O Lord, above all. Fill our hearts, O Lord, with your presence, O Lord, that we can focus our worship unto you this morning.
Yes.
We thank you, O Lord God, for the whole week that you are with us, providing everything that we need. Above all, O Lord, protecting us day after day as we go in and out. We thank you, O Lord God. Truly, Lord God, we offer you unto you, O Lord God, this temple of yours, O Lord, our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit. May you find it truly, Lord God, worshiping you and able to proclaim your glory, O Lord, in the midst of us. Thank you, O Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are the army of the Lord. Amen. We are to rise up and praise him. Your soldiers, O Lord God, as your army,
yes,
declaring your glory, declaring your marvelous work in our lives, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that whatever circumstances, whatever situation we are in, O Lord God, as we keep still in your presence, you direct us, O Lord God, what to do. You are covering, O Lord, every step of ours. We thank you, O God, truly, O my soul. be still in the presence of the Lord. Sleep, you never slumber. As we call upon you, you direct us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are my God. You are my Lord. You are my only God. Okay. people of the Lord. As we come to you this morning, seeking you, God, as you lead us step by step, we pray, O Lord, that we will follow. We will follow you each day, each every hour, O Lord God, and each step of our way, we will follow your instruction and direction, O Lord. For we know that your plans are the best plan for us always. We thank you, O God. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering and first fruit to God. And we open our Bible in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, as thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we honor you and adore you in everything we have, because it all comes from you. I pray yes, to bless, Lord, as we obey, to follow you, to bring what is due for you. To bless these works of our hands and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, we trust you, Lord, and have faith to fulfill your promises to us. I pray for this money, O God, to bless and help the needy and to further extension of your church, to be known you are a true God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh, our overseer, entitled The Fear of God, Part 16. Psalms 103, God's blessings to those who fear Him. The Fear of God, Part 16, Psalms 103, God's blessings to those who fear Him. Open your Bibles in the book of Psalms 103, verses 1 to 22. And I'm reading in King James Version. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Mm-hmm. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Mm-hmm. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Lord, we pray, give us the desire to live in harmony with your righteous standard and to honor you in all that we do. Bless my lips, O Lord God, as I read your message today. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. David, in this Psalms, teaches us about the reason to fear the Lord and obey his commands. He started his Psalms with a call of praise. Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. David is reminding himself and warm up all the parts of his body, his soul, and his spirit to praise God. David, what he wrote and did is a good example and good initiative for us to do the same. Let us start each and every day of our life with praise unto God. Let us fill all the moments of our lives with praise, thanksgiving and gratefulness unto the Lord for all what he did and will do to us. Let us forget not all the benefits that we had received and have enjoyed in our lives. Let us gather all the good memories of the miracles and wonders and good deeds that the Lord had shown to us. Mm-hmm. Let us praise him, be grateful to him, and serve him out of reverence, and fear him for all what he had done and what he is doing to us, as we read here in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Various and multiple reasons prompt us not only to praise God, but to fear him. Many, they praise God, but they don't fear him. That is not correct. And if those who do that continue to take advantage of him in such a bad way, one day they will find out that he had withdrawn from them and took away what he had given them. Therefore, be aware that if you will continue in your sins, then God one day will deal with you. Therefore, let us be sensible and live in the fear of him for all his mercies, grace, and goodness that he lavishes on us, as we read here. Number one, Psalms 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We should have good memory to remember all what the Lord had given us and all the benefits that we received from him. Our personal relationship with God lavished on us a lot of privileges. God had given us everything we need for life and godliness. Therefore, it is good to remember all his goodness and his faithfulness, and that will encourage us and lead us to fear him. Number two, Psalms 103, verse 3, 9, and 10. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. God is faithful. He accepts us when we decide to come back to him and repent from our sins and shortcomings. This is what the promise of the Lord tells us. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God forgives our sins as we repent and renounce our sins. Therefore, Take the opportunity now to repent and to renounce all your sins. God also cleanses us and purifies us. The blood of Jesus forgives and cleanses us from sins. For in Psalms 103 verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. The blood of Jesus also cleanses our conscience from guilt, so we can serve God with a clear conscience, as we read here, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot of God, purges your conscience from death works to serve the living God? God is so merciful to us in this aspect for how we can bear and live our lives and serve him if our conscience is burdened with the guilt of sins. For such mercy of God toward us in forgiving our sins and cleansing our conscience, let us joyfully and willingly fear him, so his mercy will continue to reach us and flow in our lives, in our bodies, souls, and spirits. For great is the mercy of God on us, and as we read here, Psalms 103, verse 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Number three, Psalms 103, verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. God is slow to anger because he is compassionate and full of love. When you do wrong things and he is still silent, that does not mean he is not angry with you. Slow to anger also does not mean that he will not be angry when you continue to do wrong. Those who do not fear God and continue to do wrong, they will be suddenly destroyed. Therefore, you need to fear God to be restrained from doing evil, and that fear of God will not allow God's anger to be executed on you. Number four, Psalms 103, verse 3, who healeth all thy diseases? Sicknesses are all from Satan, the devil. When we come back to God in repentance through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, God would forgive us our sins and would heal our diseases. Jesus Christ took the punishment for our sins, and by his wounds on the cross, we got healing, as we read in the scripture, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The Lord Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross, and we receive healing, as we read here, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Healing in Christ involve both physical healing and spiritual healing. He is our health, and he is our assurance and insurance for the days to come. Therefore, let us continue to fear him and revere his name. Number five, Psalms 103, verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? God loves us. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The blood of Jesus was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. The penalty of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus paid the price for our sins. He redeemed us and set us free from sin and death. We have salvation in Jesus, and we have deliverance from death, sin, and from the work of Satan, demons, and the power of darkness. Number 6, Psalms 103, verse 4. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? From God through Jesus Christ, we receive love, care, and compassion, because he has compassion on his children, on those who fear him, as we read here, Psalms 103, verse 13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. God's love is a real love, like the love of the parents towards their children. How they care for them, feed them, educate them, clothe them, and protect them when they are sick or in trouble. God, in the same way, is compassionate to those he has created. Number 7, Psalms 103, verse 5. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. God always refreshes us with new blessings and satisfied our desire with good food and useful things, which will work in our lives to bring new strength, refreshment, hope, and faith on God. Each morning we wake up, God had prepared for us a blessing. He is the only one who can satisfy us. He gives us the food that we need to eat that will give us strength and the good health for the journey of the day. We may receive from the world many things, but we would not be satisfied unless the Lord himself gives us. We may receive a lot of things from the world, but only the things that we receive from God can renew us and refresh us and make us as young people strong and fresh and ready for the task of the day. The eagle lives long life, but every time he changes his feathers, he is renewed. We need God to satisfy us with good things so that our strength and youth will be refreshed and renewed. Number 8, Psalms 103, verse 6. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He is a God of justice, although for a while injustice may be there around you. But finally, his righteousness will prevail. God would give us whatever due for us. All what was taken from us, he will bring it back to us. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we need to fear him and obey him, because justice ultimately will come from him. Number 9, Psalms 103, verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. When God made known his ways to Moses, it means he gave to Moses the ways and the rules of God and what the people of God need to do in each and every particular situation in their lives. When God made his acts known to the children of Israel, it means that what God said in his word, He had fulfilled and made it come through in reality. We really need to fear God, who had outlined to us through His Word everything we need to do and had confirmed that with signs, wonders, and miracles. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Therefore, we really need to fear God so He will fulfill what He had promised to us in His Word. Number 10, Psalms 103, verse 14 to 16. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Our God is a considerate God. He is the one who created us. He knows and He remembers that we are dust. And God, in dealing with us, He gives us consideration. He knew that we have short life span, like grass and as the flower of the field, that we are easily passing away. God knows that, but we ourselves should not forget we are only dust. In many occasions, man is arrogant and forgot he is dust and will not fear God. The Lord is mindful with us, therefore we need to fear Him. We need to humble ourselves before Him as He is considerate towards us. The more we need to be keen and honest before Him, that we need to do our responsibilities well and to refrain from doing our own will and what we want. Number 11, Psalms 103, verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. God's tender mercies is for those who fear Him. Therefore, as we fear Him and walk in His ways, His mercy and righteousness will not only reach us, but will extend farther to our children and our children's children. We cannot secure the future for our children, but we can secure the present life we live in fearing the Lord. Then He will be the one to secure the future for our children and our children's children. Number 12, Psalms 103, verse 19. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. God had His throne prepared and established in heaven for judgment. Everything and all the kingdoms of the earth are under His control, and we need to abide with Him and His word. To fear Him is to keep His covenant and to remember to do His commandments. All the good things that we explain, God will bestow on those who fear Him. Those who fear God are those who are keen to keep His covenant and are diligent to keep and observe His commandments, as we read here, Psalms 103, verse 18. To such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. Therefore, if you want to receive all the wonderful blessings of God that we spoke and discussed in this message, then you need to fear God and do all what you can to abide with His word and commands. My dear and beloved, the Lord, as He judges the earth, He has his host of angels. He has hosts of the natural things he created and who will abide with his order to execute his judgment. And he has his church represented by his ministers who do his will and his pleasure. That is why the psalmist shouted with joy. Psalms 103, verse 20 to 22. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excels in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Therefore, let us genuinely fear him and perfecting our obedience that conform to his commands, hearkening to the voice of his word and living to do his will to please him. Let us all rise and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the death to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for all your goodness and your mercies unto me. Lord, thank you for the salvation that I received through the sacrifice of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Now confess and renounce all your sins. Confess your ungratefulness and your non-willingness to obey God and abide to do His word and His will. Confess your lack of commitment and your non-willingness to obey God. Lord, forgive me. I renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to live in the fear of you, keeping my covenant and my commitment with you and abiding with your commands, responding to the voice of your word in living my life to please you. Lord, sustain me to be found worthy in your eyes, and let your mercies and grace continue to reach me and to reach my family, my children's children, and my disciples and ministry. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
my brothers and sisters who repented and committed their lives once again to you. Lord, restore them once again to you and use them to serve you. Lord, help them to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit so people will see Jesus in their lives. Lord, as a church, we thank you for all the miracles and the wonders that you did in the midst of us. Lord, bless us as your church and uphold us with your grace and mercy. Lord, prepare us and perfect us for your coming, that when you will come, you will take us with you. Yes. Lord, repel us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and serve you. Lord, enable us to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus and to start to teach them your word. Lord, lead us to make new disciples and train new workers and to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.